Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Before we start talking about our defensive line, here's the scenario, okay? And I want to know what you do. And I'm going to put you in the catbird seat here and make you the general manager of our Atlanta Falcons, because our general manager has said that they definitely want to sign Grady Jarrett to a long-term deal. Now, Mike just mentioned it's tag season. So starting today until March 5th, this is when you're going to hear guys being tagged around the National Football League if a team deems so, all right? Now, this is, by the way, just a countermeasure for most NFL teams. When and if you can't work out a long-term deal, it gives you the option to keep a player, Mike, that might be important to your team and hopefully gives you another opportunity as you move forward next season to maybe work out a deal, okay? So guys like DeMarcus Lawrence and Jadeveon Clowney and Landon Donovan, Nick Foles, some of these guys you're going to hear, maybe they get tagged. But here's the question I have for Falcon fans. If you tag Grady Jarrett, okay, and he's going to get the top five average of the players at his position, so the guys like the Aaron Donalds, okay, he's going to get not Aaron Donald money, but whatever the top average is of the top five players, should I say, at that position, which is defensive tackle. Mike, if you tag him and he balls out, it's going to cost you more next year.
That's the thing. And if you're Grady Jarrett, guys always say, well, why don't they mind getting that great deal for 1 year? Well, because Grady has played 4 years in the NFL, and now because he wants to get paid and this is his window, he doesn't want to put that off a year, because heaven forbid he gets franchise tagged like Brent Grimes a couple years ago and you blow out your Achilles, you know, and then Brent went on to get other contracts at other teams, but this is your one shot to get that monster deal. So that's why, even though, yes, on the short term, you'd be one of the top five guys, you don't get that 35, 40 million, whatever his guarantee, which he pockets and walks away with.
Yeah. And if you're asking Dukes and Bell, why would you franchise tag him? Well, listen, the Falcons right now are trying to figure out, all right, from a cap standpoint, how you give Julio Jones the money he wants, which you're going to do. If you can't work out a long-term deal with Grady, meaning if that number, whatever it is, let's say it's 85, 90 million, and you go, well, wait a minute, we can't pay that right now. Here's where we're at, and you can't come to an agreement. You still don't want to let Grady walk. So by franchise tagging him, it gives you exclusive rights. It gives you the option to negotiate with him rather than, Mike Bell, allowing him to go out there and the Colts spend that kind of money or more on him, because he's going to get offers from teams who have a lot more money under the cap. So that's why this is something we're talking about. It's not unrealistic. It's not something the Falcons are not thinking about. And ironically, it's something that they traditionally don't do. But with a Grady Jarrett who's 25 years old, you do not let him leave the building you don't allow that to happen. You have to do something to allow these negotiations to go on.
And by the way, you know, we talked about a few weeks ago, I know people are up in arms, go, why would you say what you said? I'm just saying how you try to make the money work, because we have so many other needs that we've got to address. We'll talk about a guy we signed an O-line here in a second on the Falcon Report. But Grady, I mean, they're not going to lose. You don't develop talent just to let him go, as Carl just laid out. But you've got to find a way to make this money work. And we talked to Joel Corey, the agent and capologist, about how would you spread the money, what kind of guaranteed money to lessen the cap hit so you can still go and do the things you'll need to do, like Debo down the road, Keanu Neal, et cetera. That's all part of it. Julio gets a bump. Matt's already on the books as one of the highest paid guys in the league. So you got to make all these numbers work and still find a way to maybe go bargain basement on an offensive line to beef that up. But the thing with Grady, brother, I mean, the guy, if you look at the numbers, yes, he's not Aaron Donald, but he is considered, Carl, one of the, it depends on who you're looking at the rankings, top seven, top 10 free agents. He's going to get paid.
He is.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.